we give ourselves a nice, you know, we're very efficient, but we still build in a day or two where we feel comfortable getting it done. And guess what? Not only do we get it done on time, but we get it done the day before.
Yeah.
Guess who's really happy about that?
Yeah. Clients, generally speaking. Yeah.
Clients.
All right, we're back, Rob, episode 155.
I can't drive 155.
Can you believe we've done 155 of these things?
No, it's a lot of talking.
That is ridiculous. Here's what I need to do. I need to do a better job of remembering when we're going to do these so I can like trim up and look. I'm looking a little haggard post-holidays here. I'm looking a little shaggy.
We've got a lot going on, which we'll get into in a little bit, but we've got a lot going on.
Also, if Edge Shaving Gel wants to sponsor us, I am out of shaving cream. Hence, a lot of the extra Mountain Man beard thing going on right now. I'm out of shaving cream. You know, ran out.
Well, if only there were a way to get more shaving cream.
I know. I'm out, but yet I have not been to CVS or wherever, or, you know, I mean, I guess we can order these things online now. I'm still like, I got to go to the store, but no, you just order it and then shaving cream appears.
Now you're an Edge fan. What Edge, what flavor?
Okay. Here, I'm going to put this on the internet. I'm putting this out there, right? I'm going to be typecast. Okay. I like the Edge Sensitive Skin Gel. Okay. But the travel size, and I will tell you why.
Okay, wait.
I only like the mini bottles. I like the mini bottles.
Okay. First, is that the black bottle with the orange top?
100% correct. Yes. Yeah. Why it's called sensitive skin, I have no idea. Because
I use the exact same shaving cream.
Oh my God. Okay. We're shaving cream brothers. Okay. We'll hook
a
brother
blue
up.
Gel. It's a blue gel out of it.
Yeah. It's a bluish gel that comes out of whatever. Yeah. Here's the rub. I have a beard, you know, I don't shave every day. I'm not shaving my entire face every day. Right. Okay. And I went through a phase where I would buy.
It would be wild if you did. And by the end of the day, it was that long.
That would be like the definition of Mountain Man. Right. I mean, somebody give me a lumberjack, like axe or whatever like that. My problem was I wouldn't use the full size canister quick enough for the aerosol to work or whatever like that. So I would get down to the end and I would still feel, there's still like, oh, not half, but there's like a third of this or a quarter of this thing left, but I can't get it out of the can because, you know, it's been tapped too early or whatever. Now, this is a problem going back to probably 15 years ago, and I'm sure aerosol technology has changed, right? But I got into the habit of buying the little mini bottles, like the little
I'm
travel
here to
bottles,
tell you.
And I love them. So
that is I can say definitively because I use the exact same flavor on the Edge.
Okay.
And I have a very similar beard.
You do.
I have the same trials and tribulations.
Mm-hmm. Although I shave my head all the time. Well, not on camera. Clearly,
okay. Well, is going to help my case.
Exactly.
And I shave probably I would say 4 times a week.
Well, wow.
I don't shave my face every single day. Sometimes
me either.
No. No. So probably 4 times a week.
Okay.
And I've never, and I don't shave right.
You never have the aerosol issue.
Those around the sky. Yeah. And I've never run out of aerosol.
Okay. All right. I'm using aerosol like I even know what I'm talking about. I don't even know if that's what's in there.
No, it's the pressure. I know what you mean.
Pressurized, whatever. Yeah. It's like, you know how like sometimes you've had your spray paint in the garage? I got that can of white spray paint. And then you go to use it and you're like... It's not going to work.
I'm familiar with the problem. I'm just here to tell you it's no longer an issue.
It's no longer a problem. Okay. I'm still working on a solution from a problem from 10 years ago of which it isn't a problem anymore.
It's been resolved. They resolved it when they went from the old can to the new can design.
And they always tinker with their little logo. I like it. I'm a fan of that. So because they have in their logo type what I have tried to do for years and years and years with clients, and it never goes through. which is take letters and flip them upside down and use similar shapes and things like that, right? Make a G a D, that type of thing, right? And client, you know, like it never, you know, or make, I've always done, probably remember this, make the E the A, right? If you've got a logo type that has an E in it, you know what I mean? Like just for some fun design symmetry, or like make the S a 5, you know, things like that, right? They've actually done a good job. Oh, next time you're shaving, one of the four
I don't know, but I mean, I can picture the can and I can picture the logo, but I don't.
It's got a good.
I've never really paid attention to the type.
The funny thing with those little pressurized, well, I use the minis, you know, is that there's so much. It's like when we worked in chemical packaging stuff, there are so many disclaimers and legal things on the front of the package. I look at it and I think to myself, the poor package designer has to do the like caution may explode, you know, and like all the weird warnings and stuff like that takes up like half of the front of the shaving cream can. It's totally insane. So
for shaving cream.
I know. That was quite the tangent, as one does at the beginning of this thing. It was a little 5 minute dovetail, you know? So what was today's topic going to be, Rob? I don't even remember now.
We were talking about under promising and over delivering.
Yes, that's what it was. That's what it was. I think here's where this whole thing came from. We recently moved. Hooray. My back is killing me from moving boxes. It's good times, you know. Everybody knows moving sucks.
Not me as
right?
an agency, but you as a family.
No, me as a person. Yeah. Moved into a new home, which is very exciting. And we did a little bit of work on the home, which is great, as one does. You know, the time to do it is obviously before you move into the home, right? And so we had an issue where we were promised one thing, but then let down, right? So it was, hey, the house is going to be ready on a certain date, right? We're all ready for this date. Now, everyone knows who's ever done any work on a house or any type of renovation or whatever, like you always have contingencies.
You're never on time.
Right. There are too many things at play. There are so many links in the chain. It's not just, you know, your contractor or, you know, it's or their subs or the city, the permit. Like there's so many things that can blow the schedule out of the water, right? But here we are, right? I'm going to call it like 2 weeks before the end, right? I mean, we can see it. Like it looks like, oh, it's almost done. Like we're very, very, very close. Everyone can see this, right? And we got the like, oh yeah, everything's going to be good by Christmas. We think you're going to be able to get in there by Christmas. Well, bah, bah.
What, why would anyone say that?
That is the...
Why would anyone say that?
That is the prevailing thought, right? Why would you put that out there, right? If you're not going to deliver, right?
That is, I mean, construction-wise, you've got people you have to rely on, which can be unreliable at times because there's so many subs and contractors and everything else. But there's also weather variables.
Oh, yeah,
things
absolutely.
That no one has any control. We as a race don't have control over, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, why you would do that, especially Christmas.
I know. Like, I know.
You know. And I'm not going to say shame on you for knowing that wasn't going to happen, but you know, I mean,
no, but there's a little part of you that still wants it to happen, even though you're kind of looking at. Now, I did not tell my kids this was, you know what I mean? Like, hey, this is going to happen. It was pretty clear that this wasn't going to happen, you know?
Right.
But it did sort of, I don't know, it just was an interesting topic. I thought, you know, there is definitely, it's kind of how we run our business as well, right? Is don't overpromise thing. Don't be the yes man. Don't just say yes, 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 yes. You know, I mean, you know, honesty is the best policy, right? And just be truthful and honest about what you can and cannot do and you know, from a business timing perspective and things like that, right?
Right.
And then that sets everybody else up for success, you know what I mean? And then if you finish early, so. But I also think, too, like, we are, you know, we're kind of that 1 foot pre-technology, 1 foot in technology, right? So we, through the course of our careers, have also been burned by like, oh, the printer stopped working, you know? There's no internet, you know? The power went out. You know, it's kind of one of those like, you know, get it done, you know, to the best of your ability, you know, in a timely fashion and do a great job, of course. And don't just put it off because you can, right?
Yeah.
Because anything could happen, right? There's the like, oh, the client's coming in for a big presentation. I'll print it out in the morning. It's like, no.
You're right.
Print it out now so it's ready to go because, you know, the yellow toner suddenly is out. You know, I mean, all these, you know, I don't know if you have any funny horror stories or any weird scenarios from your previous life, but you know, everybody kind of learns that weird lesson, and then you have a fire drill, right? And then it's like, oh, hey man, this fire drill was totally preventable, you know, that type of thing. So
yeah, you learn at least I did, I'm sure everybody does, early in your career you learn by the missteps, right? And so two things that I think we learned and we've carried forward since we've run the shop is, number one, and I was raised a very punctual person. My mother has instilled in me, and you have the same trait too.
I'm exactly the same way.
5 minutes early is on time, right?
Yep.
It's like you are always on time to everything in life. So I would say, fortunately, we have that instilled in us. But
yeah,
you know, when it comes to work, it's like, and we've been there where it's like, sure, I can have that done tomorrow, and early in our careers, and then it's like, oh no. I'm like up all night. I haven't slept trying to get this thing done. And oh my gosh, I got it done a minute before the deadline.
Yeah.
But it only takes once. And then you're like, okay, never doing that again.
Yeah. Right? I do not want to go through that again.
No, I don't want to go through that again. And then also too, the other part of that is scope, right? And saying yes to what, sure, I can do that. Sure, I can do that. And then agreeing to something that's maybe not as clearly defined as it should be. And then all of a sudden you find yourself, whoa, 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 whoa. Things have ballooned, and I don't know that I can rein it back in.
Yeah.
And so we always say, you know, in terms of timing, you know, we give ourselves a nice, you know, we're very efficient, but we still build in a day or two where we feel comfortable getting it done. And
then
guess what? Not only do we get it done on time, but we get it done the day before.
Yeah.
Guess who's really happy about that?
Yeah. Clients, generally speaking. Yeah.
Yes. And so, we are as well.
I mean, important to note, we're not just going to sit on stuff. You know, we're not going to sit on it for a week before we send it to you. We're going to keep things moving as well, you know. So
no, but and then also too, I think scope. It's just you learn that lesson early too, is making sure that everybody is very, very clearly aligned and here is
what we're doing. Yeah.
Because, you know, we're also in the business of I think, unlike a lot of agencies, the way our model is set up, we don't miss deadlines. That does not happen. If it's in our control at all, we do not miss deadlines. And number two, we don't go over budget. There is no overages. There are no extra, oh, well, we went over here, we went over there. And I think that's been critical to our success over the years, because everybody appreciates on time and on budget. I mean,
absolutely. Well, the key to success, as you nailed it there, is clearly defining exactly what we're doing within the budget, right?
Correct.
Otherwise you have scope creep and things like that. Right. And sometimes you get a little bit of extra revisions here and there and things like that, you know, but you know, sometimes
it all launches out in the end. You're always going to have those jobs that are snake bit, as we call them.
And totally.
For whatever reason, a million different reasons, it just goes off the rails.
Yeah. I couldn't live my life. I know that sounds like a very braggadocious thing, just over promising things and then never delivering those things. Do you know what I mean? Like telling somebody, yes, you can do something when you know it's a maybe. Right? You know, the anxiety that would create, I think for me would be like, I'd be like sleeping in bed, you know what I mean? Like thinking about like, oh my, you know, like I told somebody I was going to get something done, or we as an organization promised this thing was going, you know, like you can't live your, like that's, it's just crazy. Yeah. I mean, you know, like you can't be 5 minutes for the plane. Like the plane will leave without you. The trade show starts on Thursday. Do you know what I mean? Like you have to have the trade show booth to the trade show, not a like maybe situation, right?
And that's another thing that, and I think going back to punctuality for a minute, like, and I'm going to piss off a lot of people because a lot of people aren't punctual. It's just the way the world is. But like, I get that anxiety when I'm looking at Waze and I'm driving somewhere. I'm like, oh my God, I might be 3 minutes late. I'm like, it's like panic mode. Like,
well, dude, I was supposed to meet you for dinner and I'm like, oh, I got fine. I checked the thing and it was fine. And then I'm in the Uber and I'm texting you like, I'm not going to make it. Like, you know, and it's like,
knowing full well that I don't care. It's a casual dinner. It's not,
I know,
like,
I know, but still it's like, Yeah. Oh man, I'm kicking myself. I should have left, you know, 20 minutes earlier. You know what I mean? That type of thing, right? But I just, you know, it's like, yeah, no, the punctuality thing, I think, is the only thing we have on this planet is time, right?
Right.
And when you waste people's time, you can't get that back, you know? Right. So whether that pisses people off or not, I don't care. That's reality. You know what I mean? If someone burns your time, you know, they can't give it back to you. Right.
So that's right.
So, I don't know. It's an interesting, you know, I know that in our previous lives, we both worked for and or with people that, you know, didn't vibe the way that we vibe in regards to overpromise and underdeliver, right? A little bit of the smoke and mirrors aspect of agency life, right? And that just, oh man, it just gives me like the heebie jeebies, you know, like just even thinking about that. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. So
circling back to the reason for the discussion, how far beyond the promised date were you able to move in?
Well, we had the ultimate, we had the like in by the end of the year, in by the 31st, right? I mean, that was the conversation from a million years ago. Do you know what I mean? It was always, yes, it can be done by this, right? But then we started getting closer and closer and it was like, oh yeah, I think you guys are going to be in by, you know, like I think we're going to be a week early, you know, that type of thing, which we weren't. So it just held true to the original date, if that makes sense.
Okay. Right? Well, hey, I'm going to call that a win.
Yeah. Yeah. It held true to the original date and didn't go past that. Now, you know, the unique aspect of home construction and, you know, dude, there's a punch list. I mean, there's a like, well, oh, sure. Yeah, we got to fix this thing over it. And that is 100% to be expected, you know, so I'm not really stressed about that. But I still need that taken care of. So, they gotta come back and finish a few little things here and there. But no, all good, all good. So, I mean, it wasn't emergency crisis of Parliament. Oh my God, where are we spending the night on Christmas? You know what I mean? Type of thing, right? But there is a like, hey man, don't say something. Don't yes man this. You know what I mean? Like
especially, don't say, especially not Christmas. That's a double whammy.
Yeah, exactly. So no, it's all good, but it kind of dovetailed nicely into that sort of concept, I think, in terms of advertising and design and managing everyone's expectations, you know, and that's my thing too, is like, hey, just manage the expectations appropriately so everyone understands, you know, what we're in for here, you know, that type of thing. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Well, congrats on the new house. I know it's exciting and you're all moved in and probably boxes piled up to the ceiling and everything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got shout out to Facebook Marketplace. I was able to give away, I think, like 50 boxes. Peanuts. Remember all those packing peanuts?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. You know, someone took a lot of those packing peanuts off my hand. Here. You know what I mean? Like, you know, this is the karma of moving, right? You know, like it feels painful. I mean, I don't want to piss off any box manufacturers out there, but it's like, oh man, I got to buy all these boxes. You know what I mean?
No.
So it's like, hey, here, you know, that type of thing. So yeah, boxes piled to the roof. None of our furniture fits. You know, I mean, you know how it is, you know, like trying to figure things out. Cleaning supplies. There's a lot of cleaning supplies being purchased right now.
tape on the wall, like little markers here and there.
We do have the blue tape.
There you go. Yeah.
The blue tape signifying.
Mark this.
Things that need to be done, you know. But all good, man. All good. All exciting. So I'm going to call it the forever home, which is an exciting, exciting thing to be. So
there you go.
All right, it's all good.
Very good.
Well, speaking of forever, where can people find their forever agency?
The forever agency.
The one-stop shop. You don't need to go anywhere else. We got you covered. Nope. What do you need?
Nope. Yeah. You can find us on the YouTubes. You can find us on most all of the socials, except X. I don't think we're on X.
We're not really active.
Find us there.
Not on the X. Not on the X. I'm on Blue Sky. I think I'm the only one on Blue Sky. Not on the X.
Yeah. And then, of course, at mocktheagency.com. Yeah. You can find us. We are not hard to find.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that concludes episode 155.
Love it. I wasn't sure who was going to say something, but you jumped in. All right. All right. We'll see you next time, everybody. Thanks.
All right. See ya.
Okay. Bye.